Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Trial is well underway in James Crumbly's case. James Crumbly, the father of Ethan Crumbly, the Oxford High School shooter who took the lives of four of his classmates. His wife, Jen Crumbly, already convicted on this in the 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter. Are we going to see the same thing here with James? That's the question. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, joining us. I'm going to just throw that one out to you right there. Is this going to be just a repeat of the same thing we saw with Jen?
I think it is. I think we're going to have the same result. Although I find very interesting in this case, Tony, is the makeup of the jury.
Okay.
First of all, the jury is 100% Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, it's mostly women. And there are a lot of individuals on that jury that apparently have a lot of dealings with mental health issues within their families. So they're familiar. And there are also a lot of gun owners and even people against gun ownership.
Mm-hmm.
So I find this jury makeup is interesting because where they're coming from.
Yeah, I mean, that is an interesting thing to take a look at. I did get a chance to look at some of the questions that were asked of the jurors when they were doing jury selection. I know there was some objection there from the prosecution stating that some of these questions, you know, don't really truly go to the depths of what we're talking about. There was a comparison, I know, of if you bought your child a vehicle, and I'm just paraphrasing here, I don't have the actual question in front of me, and then they went out and used it, or their friend went out and used it and committed a crime and ran people over. I get it, but the argument is not the same as a gun. I mean, a car's intended purpose is transportation. A gun's intended purpose is defense. It's killing. It's not just going to the range. It'd be like saying, well, then your car is only for a racetrack. It's not the same sort of analogy to be making. With the jury being, with the makeup of how you described it, do you feel that they did a good job with jury selection? Is this a fair, you know, group of individuals to be making decisions on this, or should it be more diverse?
Well, I think it's counterbalanced in terms of their philosophies. I'm surprised it's not more diverse.
Mm-hmm.
I do think the fact that it's made up, you know, largely by women as opposed to men certainly will likely help the prosecution.
Mm-hmm.
I think, but you know, at the end of the day, Tony, it's a set of facts that I think are going to be the reason why we're going to see the same outcome.
Yeah.
It's really something. I was reviewing before our conversation these messages of this child that just over and over again was reaching out for help.
Yeah.
You know, one of the messages, and I'm paraphrasing, but he's talking to his buddy, who, by the way, his buddy was very quickly removed and had to move, which was, I think, one of the reasons, the impetuses for this action by Crumbly for mental health issues. Mm-hmm. He was removed and put into, you know, for mental health issues. So I'm just saying that these friends, I think, probably related on some levels of what they were suffering and going through. But in one of these messages, he says, I tried to talk to my dad about this and, you know, he gave me some pills and told me to suck it up.
Yeah.
And my mom laughed. That just looks, they're going to read these. And those women on that jury are just going to cringe because they're mothers.
Yeah. It's chilling. I mean, it's chilling to say that to your child who is literally begging you for help. And in the big picture here, we got a bunch of dead kids at the end of this. That's the result of these choices that were made and this guidance that was given to a human being, Ethan Crumbly, the son of James Crumbly. So this is a dad giving this advice to his son who is literally begging for help. And there's a lot of ways I could look at and say, you know, not everybody is extremely well-versed in mental health and what it means, and if somebody is suffering from depression or anxiety or personality disorder or whatever it may be. That's a good chunk of our population, fairly clueless on it. But you would reasonably expect, even if you are not very well-versed in it, even if you don't believe in taking pills, even if you don't believe in therapy, whatever it may be, if your child is asking for help and making illustrations of killing his classmates, I don't know in any way, shape, or form how a reasonable response would not be to try and get that kid help in some way, shape, or form. But it feels like they just, like you said, they just kind of laughed at it. Like, go suck it up. We got all of our drama over here. We're dealing with you. You figure you out. Like, you're the parent. Be a parent.
Right, and by the way, we're not going to give you help, but we will give you a gun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, their form of help, instead of getting him help, was buying him a gun. You're exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just such poor choices. But I will say, and I said this in the other trial, that it's so clear to me, they just did not get it. Mm-hmm. You know, they really didn't get it, even when, you know, the shooting is going on and they're made aware of it. And he looks and he sees the gun is gone. He thinks Ethan is going to kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really, you know, register to him that he's going to kill others.
Yeah.
And I think that really points out, I said that from the beginning. I think these parents just so were out of touch with their child.
Yes.
That they just didn't understand the degree that he was suffering, that he was having serious issues. Mm-hmm. And, I don't think the jury is going to forgive that because, like you said, at the end of the day, we have dead children
exactly.
because of these choices.
Yeah, it's not just, you know, a crime was committed or something minor happened. Dead kids. And there's consequences to the actions. There's consequences to not getting it, too. I think that's kind of the angle they may be going on as well. You know, he was sad. He was depressed. He lost his job. He's just trying to make ends meet, doing DoorDash. And in a lot of ways, he was. But that still doesn't dismiss you from the job of being a father, of being a parent that's at least somewhat in tune to what's going on with your child and helping them where they need it. Even if you don't get it, there should be consequences to those actions, whether you got it or not.
I agree. And when you look at, again, I'm going back to some of these text messages that I think are going to be really damning, where Ethan says, oh, my dad left the gun out and, you know, I guess I'll do whatever with it, or words to that effect. That tells me, and I think it's going to tell a jury how they didn't care mm-hmm. for that gun properly.
No,
they made serious safety decisions that jeopardized and caused these deaths. And at the end of the day, in a way, his actions were more egregious than hers because it seemed like he was the one in charge of the gun, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think both have been are completely accountable in this. Have you ever seen a case? I mean, it's a unique one, without a doubt, but where essentially two people are charged with roughly the same crime, and one walks and one doesn't. The evidence is really pretty much the same in both.
No, I do not understand why this is going to trial, other than the fact that likely the state was just not going to waver and give him any plea deal. That's the only way this could have happened, because any attorney and any defendant looking at this, especially after they severed and were tried separately, should look at the results of one and realize that's going to be the result here.
Yeah, I can't see it any other way.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.